现在我们已经过去超过一年呢在讲罗马书。
And within the last, even after more beyond one year, we've been studying the book of Romans.
那么呢，我们都知道了罗马书的第十六章，你们刚刚念的，这是长长的一段问案的经文呢。
We see that all the way through the end of the chapter, all these are lists of greetings.
所以呢，有一个弟兄呢，他知道我讲完十五章以后呢，他问我一个问题。
So a brother asked me this question after we finished chapter 15.
他说，牧师，你真的要讲第十六章吗
？Pastor, are you really going to actually preach on chapter 16?
那么我就告诉他，圣经提摩太后书三章十六节告诉我们呢，圣经都是神所默示的。
Then I told him, from the book of 1 Timothy 3:16, all scriptures are God breathed.
所以呢，就是呢，每一句话在圣经里面的都是神的话语，还有就是对我们是有益的。
So every single passage within the scripture are actually God has His meaning, so it would benefit us.
我们很多时候呢，其实圣经里面呢有很多地方呢是有一大堆的名字。
So in the scripture, there are a lot of times there are actually a lot of whole long list of names.
好像扎普啊，好像呢数点这个人数的时候，他会把这些名字写下来。
So all about family genealogy and actually all these names that would actually be listed there.
我们看的时候呢，我们很多时候我们快快就看完了，觉得呢是很没有味道的。
So a lot of times when we read through, we read very quickly. It seems like there doesn't have a whole lot of meaning to it.
原因就是呢，你没有站在当时的人的角度去了解这些经文。
And the reason for that is you have not actually stand in the shoes of those who are writing this to understand the scripture.
有多少人去过这个地方啊
？How many people have you been to this place?
你知道这个是什么地方
？Do you know what this is? Where this location is?
OK， 就是华盛顿的这个越战的纪念碑。
So this is the Vietnam Memorial at Washington D.C.
我们去的时候，你看见一大堆的名字。
When we get there, you see the whole long list of names.
但是呢，你也会发觉呢，有些人呢，来到这个纪念碑前面呢，他是很细心的去找他们认识的名字的。
So when you see some people will get there and actually spend a lot of time actually find the actual names on the wall.
因为呢，他们有认识的人，他的亲人呢，在里面。
Because actually their acquaintance or actually their relatives' names, whose names are on it.
所以能够榜上有名呢，是他们的荣誉。
So in order that their names being put on that is their glory.
所以当我看罗马书十六章的时候呢，其实我们也可以从这个角度去看。
So when we're reading the book of Romans chapter 16, you can also think about from this standpoint.
我教呢，这个是罗马教会的龙虎榜呢。
So this is what we call it, the royal honor in the church of Rome.
你看见你，我们知道呢，从教会历史里面，我们知道罗马教会在后来就成为一个最有影响力的基督教的教会。
From church history, we can see that the Roman Church actually has become one of the most influential church.
它取代了这个耶路撒冷的教会的地位。
Actually, this church has taken replaced the Jerusalem Church, what the church played in terms of the role.
那么罗马教会是一个怎么样的教会呢？我们看十六章就知道。
So what kind of church is the church of Rome? Then we will see that from chapter 16.
首先呢，如果你看十六章的时候呢，你会发现呢，罗马教会的同工呢是一个很庞大的团队。
So when you're actually looking at that, actually the Roman church in Rome is quite a big church and with a lot of people.
保罗呢，在十六章一到十六节问案呢，里面有二十八个人。
Paul's greetings in the chapter 16, there are about 28 people.
有一些人是有名字的，有一些人是没有名字。
And some have names and some don't.
所以呢，你发现一个成功的教会背后呢，其实是有一个很大的同工的团队在后面的。
So what behind a successful church here are a whole long list of co-workers behind it.
神的事工呢，不是一个人单打独斗的。
God's ministry is not really held by one single person.
无论是保罗的事工，或者是罗马教会的事工，背后都是有一大群弟兄姊妹去一同支持。
Regardless of what is Paul's church ministry and also Roman in the church ministry, behind there's a lot of actual co-workers supporting them.
有些人呢，形容我们今天的教会呢，就好像一个倒转的一个金字塔。
And some people would describe most churches today as an inverted pyramid.
他的意思就是呢，百分之十的人呢，去支持百分之九十的人。
So what they mean is actually 10% of the people are supporting 90% of the other people in the church.
这个无论是在奉献上面，或者在侍奉上面，都是这样子。
Regardless whether it's offering or actual ministry, it's the same way.
那如果教会增长，但是呢，侍奉的人没有增加呢，其实呢，就好像呢，这个图画一样。
So, but if actually the church ministry in church increase, but yet the co-workers did not increase, will be something like this.
就是呢，你上面的人越来越多，但是你还是用一小小的一部分的人，好像一个这个金字塔的尖的地方去支持这个教会。
So you will continue to have more people on the top, but still continue to have very few people at the apex of the pyramid to support this church.
所以呢，如果有什么事情发生的时候呢，这个教会很快就垮倒了。
So if there's anything happen, the entire church would collapse.
我想呢，有的时候我们教会也感受得到这样子的例子。
So quite often we actually a church would experience something like that.
一个假实的教会，一个很 stable 的一个教会呢，它成长的时候呢，它侍奉的人呢会同时增加的。
So for a stable church, when the size of the church increase, so goes the number of people supporting it.
那么我们怎么可以增加我们侍奉的人呢
？So how do we increase the number of people co-workers supporting it？
我用一个科学用的一个字，就是 human cloning 啊，就是人类的克隆啊。
So perhaps we can use a scientific term called basically like almost a human cloning.
我的意思呢，就是你要duplicate， 你要复制你自己。
So in other words, you want to duplicate yourself.
如果你是一个主席，如果你是一个领唱的人。
So if you are actually a presider or someone who is leading the singing,
那么呢，你就要找一个人训练他跟你一样。
So you train another person just like you.
如果你是一个主日学的老师，如果你是一个教代，也是同样，你去找一个人去训练他。
So if you're a Sunday school teacher or if you're a greeter, you do the same and you find another person to replace you.
如果你现在我什么事情都不干的在教会。
So you say I don't do anything in a church. I don't.
那么我希望你考虑，你就是像一个人，去学习。你希望将来可以承担他现在所做的事情。
So I invite you to actually go find another person to learn, so that you can actually take on the burden that this person has.
最近有一个弟兄呢，我问他，你在忙什么？他这样子回答。
So I asked one of the brothers, actually, what have you been busy about? Yeah, this is his response.
他说呢，他去儿童工作里面呢去观察，希望呢将来他可以教这些小孩。
He said he actually went to the children ministry and actually observed. Hopefully, he can take on that role later in the future.
我感谢主，我希望呢我们教会里面呢每一个弟兄姊妹都是这样子。
I thank the Lord, and I actually wish that every single brother and sister in our church are like that.
我希望呢，我们教会呢，变成一个呢，吉利的一个金字塔。
I hope that our church will turn into a pyramid that actually put together the right way.
那么呢，我们侍奉的人彼此接受侍奉的人更多。
There would be a lot more people who are serving.
另外一个特点有关罗马教会的，就是我形容它是一个百花齐放的一个教会。
So another way to describe the church in Rome is almost like a heterogeneous church where actually all the flowers are blooming.
在这二十八个名字里面呢，你发现呢他们的很多不同的地方在里面的。
So within the 28 names, you see there's a lot of difference, among them.
首先呢，这些同工里面呢，有三分之一是姊妹。
So within the co-workers, there are one-third are sisters.
我不知道你看不看见的这个穿裙子的就是姊妹了。
I don't know if you can tell the ones actually in red wearing a skirt are sisters.
还有呢，就是呢，他们里面呢有罗马人，也有犹太人，也有中东人。
Within them, their ancestry is more of a people from Rome. From the Jews and also Middle Eastern there.
那我们怎么知道他们是什么人呢？你就要看他的名字了。
So how can you tell that where they're from? You can just look by the names.
好像玛利亚呢是一个犹太人的名字。
For example, Mary is a Jewish name.
还有呢，就是呢，你看到第七节里面呢，保罗说这个是我的亲属，其实就是我们大家都是犹太人的意思。
So he also pointed out, this is my relative, in other words, they are all Jewish.
好像在第七节里面谈到这个安多尼古跟尤里亚都是犹太人的。
So for example, in verse 7, it said, Andronicus and also Judea, they are also Jewish.
十一节里面的西罗天也是犹太人。
And also 11, Herodian is also Jewish.
还有呢，他们里面呢有些人是用希腊文的名字，有些人是用拉丁文，就是罗马人的名字。
Some names are from Greek origin, and the other ones actually is more of a Latin base, so therefore is Rome.
所以呢，我们马上知道了这个教会呢，跟我们一样啊，很可能讲三种语言的。
So the church back then is almost like us speak maybe perhaps three different dialects.
还有呢，他们中间有中东人呢。
So among them there are also people from Middle Eastern.
十二节里面这个腓士。是一个就是波斯人的意思。
So in the verse 12, it said Persis is actually more of a being a Persian.
还有呢，他们中间大部分是欧洲人呢，但是里面也有一个非洲人哦。
So most of them are more of a European origin, but there is also one African origin.
十三节这个老福，OK， 他你知道他是谁呀？
You see the first 13 Rufus, you know who he is?
有没有人知道他是谁？
Anyone who knows who he is?
马可福音里面谈到这个人的爸爸。
The book of Mark actually talk about this person's father.
他爸爸是西门，是从古内奈，就是Cyrene 这个地方来的。
So his father Simeon is actually from the location Cyrene.
就是现在的利比亚。
It is today's Libya.
就是北非了。
It is North Africa.
他爸爸做了一件事情，就是他当耶稣钉十字架的时候呢，他爸爸帮耶稣背起这个十字架的。
So the father did one thing actually when Jesus was crucified, the father was actually carrying the cross for Jesus.
虽然你见到了这个教会里面呢，其实有很多不同的人种在里面的。
So you see the church actually there are people who are from different origins.
还有呢，他们呢有不同社会上面的阶级在里面。
So you also see that there are people who are from church, they're from actually different socio-economical status.
我们怎么知道呢？就是从他的名字里面呢，我们知道了有很多是一个奴隶。
So from the names, how do we know this? From the names, actually has a more of a the names for slaves.
还有一些呢是可能从前是奴隶，现在被释放出来的。
So there are some other ones that actually were slaves before, but now they've been released.
特别呢，他提到呢，这些什么什么家里面的人呢，就是其实就是说，他在这个家里面是当奴隶的人呢。
So when we see they actually belong to a household of so and so, because that means actually they were slaves in those household.
所以呢，还有呢，他们里面呢也有一些人是有钱的人哦。
So there are ones also there are ones who are well off.
好像呢，这个巴基拉、阿基拉呢，他们家呢可以开教会的，所以他的家不会是一个很小的一个家了。
So, for example, Priscilla and Aquila, they actually have the church being held in their home, so they should be fairly well off.
还有呢，他们教会同工里面呢，侍奉的人里面呢，年纪有大的也有小的。
So within the church, actually, there are older people and also younger people.
在他们同工里面，那么我怎么知道呢？就是呢，你看保罗呢，在十二节里面呢，他问安的时候，你就知道。
So how can I tell in verse 12 and how Paul greets him?
在十二节里面呢，他提到这个土非拿跟土富沙的侍奉呢，他是用一个现在时的方法去问安。
So for example, in verse 12, he say when he greet Trophina and Trophosa, actually he was using a more of a present tense in terms of the sentence.
但是呢，这个裴氏，他是用一个过去时，就是呢，好像呢，他从前是很在主里面很努力的侍奉，但是现在已经退休了。
So for example, in Persis, it's more of a past tense or past perfect tense to actually say that she had worked very hard and then now she maybe she has retired.
我们现代的人呢，对教会常常有一个这样子的观念。
Today, at our present time, we always have this interpretation for churches.
就是呢，如果教会里面呢，我们所有人的背景呢、啊、都是一样啊，年纪一样啊，在教会社会里面的阶层是一样，那么这个教会就是发展最坏的一个教会。
So we might have the misconception that if we all are like we have this about the same age, the same socioeconomical status, we all very homogeneous, and therefore the church would grow very prosperous.
所以很多人觉得最好就是有英文教会，有中文教会，有美国人的教会，有华人教会。
Some people would think that actually the best thing is to have actually speak English speaking church and Chinese speaking church, American church and Chinese church.
有一些教会是给这些中产的，有些是给这些继承的人的教会。
And perhaps some actually maybe for the some church for the middle class, but some for other socioeconomic classes.
我说这个是一个人的一个设计。
So I would say that this is all man's design.
但是呢，当神他去建立一个教会的时候。他却不是这样子想。
When God builds a church, that's not how He designed it.
他希望呢，我们无论你是男是女，是老的，是年轻的，是讲不同话语的人，都在一起去侍奉、去敬拜神。
He desired that whether we're male or females, actually, regardless of where your background is, that we all gather together and worship together.
所以我鼓励我们中间的年轻人呢。
So I encourage you young people who are among us.
我知道呢，你跟我们这些呢讲中文呢又老的 auntie uncle 一起崇拜，可能有一点希望啊。
So you may feel that you may be disappointed worshiping with aunts and uncles who may be a little older than you are.
但是呢，我希望我们彼此合作。
But we ask that you cooperate with us.
因为我们一同去侍奉神。
We worship and serve God together.
因为你们呢，在神的眼里面呢，不是一个次一等的公民呢 ，second class citizen。
But because in the sight of God, you are not a second class citizen.
我们大家都是一样的。
We are all the same.
你看启示录的时候，你会发觉将来神的愿望是人呢从各族各方，就是不同的语言呢，各民各国。一同来敬拜神。
So if you read the book of Revelation, you'll see that in the future, all these people are from every different tribe and language and people and nation.
第三个特点有关罗马的教会呢，我形容他们呢是全情投入的。
The another characteristic of the Roman Church is that they are wholehearted devotion.
很多很多年前呢，有一次呢，我站在一个码头上面钓鱼啊。
Many years ago, I was fishing at a pier.
刚好呢，有一个弟兄呢，他坐在他的小船上面呢，也开到同一个地方。
It just so happened that brothers from a church actually was in on a boat actually kind of come along in around the area.
那么我跟他打招呼啊。
So I wave at him.
就在这个时候我就钓到鱼啊。
At that time, I actually caught a fish.
你知道这个弟兄第一句跟我讲的话是什么？
You guess what this brother first said to me?
他不是跟我打招呼啊。
He wasn't actually saying to me.
Derek, 如果是你，你会问我什么？
So Derek, if you were him, what would you ask him?
他说，他问我一个问题，他说你是用什么bait的，你的鱼饵是什么。
So he would have, first thing he asked me is what kind of lure were you using?
另外一个经验就是我曾经去过这些 charter fishing boat 的 Mulep 里面去钓 walleye。
So another time I actually went to the went on a charter fishing boat on the Lake Mille Lacs trying to catch walleyes.
20个人其实我们都不认识的。
So there are 20 people on a boat. Nobody really know each other.
这次我又是第一个人钓到。
And that time I was also the first person to catch the fish.
旁边这个人呢，马上问我一个问题。
The person next to me at first asked me one first question.
Derek, 你会问什么问题啊？
Derek, what would you ask?
啊？不是。
So he may say, what kind of bait, but it's not.
他问我，你的钩跟这个地的距离有多高啊？
So he asked actually, how far off is your bait off from the lake floor?
你知道最后啊，我们每一个人差不多都钓到鱼，但是他钓的鱼的大小是我的两倍。
So everyone eventually caught fish, but.The fish that this fellow caught is actually twice as much as everyone else.
你知道每一个成功的人都有一个共通点。
So every single successful person actually has a common theme.
就是当他热爱这个事情的时候呢，他很专注投入在这个事情上面。
The more he loves certain things, the more he actually be devoted to that activity.
他会把握每一个机会去改善他的技巧。
So he will hang on to every single opportunity to improve his skills.
所以呢，这两个例子都是他们会找出这个原因，为什么你会钓到鱼。
So these two examples, a common theme is you're trying to figure out how you can actually catch better fish.
其实呢，你看，在十六章里面侍奉的人呢，他也有这个共通点。
So you see that in chapter 16, all these people have the same common theme.
他就是呢，把他的人生投在神的手里面，去侍奉神。
So that is he devoted his whole life to serve God in the church.
然后呢，我们看几个例子，你就看见。
So let's take a look at a few examples.
第一个例子呢是菲比。
The first example is Phoebe.
她是一个姊妹。
She's a sister.
他住在呢，其实是现在的希腊的这个地方。
She's actually living in what's current day Greece.
那么呢，他其实呢，我们现在相信呢，就是他把罗马书从保罗的手上带到罗马这个地方。
So we now believe that she was the one who actually took the actual letter from Paul and take it to Rome.
所以这个就是为什么呢？保罗呢，告诉教会你要接待他。
So that is why Paul actually told the church actually you have to take care of her.
你看见呢？还有呢，我们相信呢，他是为了一个他的工作上面的事情，他要这样子travel 的旅行的。
So we might see that actually she's actually because of her work that she has to do this travel.
所以呢，你会发现，他是有自己的工作的，但是呢，他把握每一个侍奉神的机会去侍奉神。
So you may see that she has her own work, but she hang on to every opportunity to actually use that to serve God.
你这样从前的一卷书啊，一封信呢、啊，不是好像我们现在这么小的，是一个大的批卷呢、啊。
So in the past, the letter is not like what we have, fairly light, but it's a whole roll of scrolls.
但是他愿意就是帮保罗把这封信带给这个教会。
But she was willing to actually take that letter to the church.
其实呢，我知道我们教会里面呢有很多人呢，他会公干。
So I know that actually a lot of people may go on the business trips.
你也可以考虑有一些好像呢福音的机构，他需要你帮他带一些属灵的书籍去这些第三国家。
So you may also want to consider some event, you know, some church organization might want you to bring some literature, Christian literature to third world countries.
你也可以把握呢，好像你旅游啊，或者你工作的时候到外面去探访这些在附近的宣教士。
So because of work, then you may want to take advantage of that and use that opportunity to visit missionaries around the area.
第二个例子呢，就是白吉拉跟阿朱拉。
So the second example is Priscilla and Aquila.
那他们很明显呢，也是我们已经讲了，他开放自己家里面，让人家在家里面崇拜。
So we see that she's actually was one, they were the one who opened up their home so that other people can worship in the church, in the household.
所以你也可以想一想，我们也可以开放我们的家，让你的小组啊，去在里面去开会啊。
So you can may want to consider open up your home so that actually the small groups can have meetings in your house.
你可能你家里面这个车子可以帮助接送这些有需要的人呢、啊，这个我们也可以好像这个例子一样。
So maybe you can use your vehicles at home to actually provide transportation to those in need.
但是呢，这对夫妇呢，白吉拉阿朱拉呢，他还有一个事情呢，圣经在第三节里面呢，他说为我的命将自己的颈项置诸度外。
So in actually in the verse 3 actually it also talk about because of
2 verse 4.
Oh, okay. So they actually they also risked their lives for Paul.
Okay. 再来一下。好好可不可以回去，我不知道怎么回去。
下面最下面
哦，好，所以呢，这个也是我想呢，我们不常常有这个机会啊，为神牺牲了。
So perhaps we don't have too many opportunities to really risk for the Lord.
但是我相信呢，这对夫妇他一定是平常常常为神的事工牺牲，他才会面对一个需要他牺牲生命的机会，他也不会介意的。
So perhaps actually they risk their lives for God all the time, so they don't even mind.
那当我预备的时候，我想到可能呢，在我们里面呢，有一些人呢是有没有房子，有没有车子，又没有机会为神牺牲的，有没有机会去好像去旅游的，那么我们怎么可以也为神侍奉呢？
But when I was preparing this, I thought there are maybe some who actually don't have house, or don't have cars, or no actually travel. How are they going to serve?
那么你就会发觉呢，其实在这个问案里面呢，大部分人呢，保罗是形容他们呢，在主里面是劳苦的人呢。
So, but yet, with all these false greetings, they are the one who actually would really work hard and actually slave in the Lord.
这个包括了玛利亚，好像这个Tryphena， 他们都是为主劳苦的人呢。
So actually, these include people include Mary and also Tryphena who also work hard in the Lord.
所以我就问一个问题，可能你什么都没有，我们说这些人是无产阶级哈，那么但是你有没有利啊？
So perhaps these people like them actually are the ones who actually don't have much of material possessions, but do you have strength?
如果你有利的时候呢，你可以帮忙教会很多事情呢。
And that is, if you have strength, you can actually help the church for a great deal.
每一个星期天，我们需要弟兄姊妹去 set up 这个场地的。
Every Sunday, we need brother and sister to actually set up this place.
你会不会用电脑啊？
Can you use a computer?
如果你会的时候，你就可以帮忙放这个投影片呢。
So if you can, you can help with the projector.
你也可以帮忙这个音响啊。
So you can help with the audio.
还有，其实呢，我们中间我知道你们年轻人里面每一个都懂音乐的。
So I know most of you in the young people and also know music among us.
你可以成为我们教会的西琴呢。
So you can become a pianist.
所以呢，当我这样子讲的时候，我不单只是对我们成人，我也对我们的年轻人做一个挑战。
So when I was talking about this, actually, I not only about actually talking to the adults, but I'm also posing this challenge for the young people.
你不要以为呢，这些单单抬抬啊，这些站在门口向人问安这些事情是没有价值啊。
So don't think that actually just moving the chairs and also greeting others has no value.
如果你为主侍奉的时候，神会纪念你的。
When you're serving the Lord will remember you.
你看这些人，他侍奉神，连呢这个从来没有到过罗马的保罗，他都知道他们的名字。
So all these people, they are serving the Lord, but Paul, who had never been to Rome, would actually know them.
所以呢，这个就提醒我们在哥林多，前书十五章五十八节里面呢，圣经简直讲。所以我亲爱的弟兄们，我们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是讨人的。
So as we see in 1 Corinthians says, therefore my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm, let nothing move you, always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
最后一个特点呢，我想最后一个特点呢，我听他这个教会是一个弟兄领导的，领导的，不是一个大男人主义的一个教会。
So therefore, actually, this is a male leadership leading church, but it's not male dominating church.
在圣经里面呢，其实有很清楚的告诉我们呢。只有弟兄才可以当牧师、长老跟监督。
The scripture is very clear in saying that the only brothers can be pastors and be lead in the leadership position.
这个是在提摩太前书二章十一到十二节里面讲的。
And this is recorded in First Timothy chapter 2 verse 11 and 12.
很多人以为呢，哦，这个呢是就是是不是圣经呢？提倡就是一个大男人的主义啊。
So some people might misconstrue that, saying that this is actually the church is suggesting is a male dominating church.
他们的意思就是呢，姊妹在教会里面呢，只可以做牛做马，但是呢，不可以有任何的意见，不可以有好像不可能照到圣经，这些事情都不可能。
They might think that actually the sister will end up just being the being to take care of the more of a less meaningful work and actually not to teach the scripture or anything like that.
但是如果你看罗马书里面侍奉的，特别是些姊妹呢，你就会发现呢，其实呢，神的设计不是这样子。
But if you look at the book of Romans, you see that that's not how God designed it.
第一个呢，就是我们再回去看这个腓比了。
So the first one is when we look back, go back and look at the Phoebe.
他呢，那他是第一节里面呢讲到他是这个教会的一个执事。
So the first one, actually, first verse is actually talk about her being a deaconess in the church.
我们知道呢，执事这个字呢，可以翻译做仆人，也可以翻译做执事。
So we see the word actually can be translated into deacon or more like a servant.
但是呢，当这个字连在教会上面一直用的时候呢，在新约圣经里面呢，每一次都是翻译出从执事的。
So, but if the word actually associated with the church, and actually every time that's translated into the word deacon.
所以呢，他是在教会里面呢有一个岗位的。
So she has a certain special role in the church.
第二个例子呢，就是白基拉跟阿基拉。
So this is another example is Priscilla and Aquila.
那你知道呢？这对夫妇呢很有趣的哈。
So the, you see that this is a very interesting couple.
原因就是圣经六次记载他们的名字的时候呢，有四次都是太太的名字在丈夫的名字前面。
So out of the six times that the scripture recorded their names, actually four out of six actually recorded Priscilla, which is the wife first before the husband.
所以呢，我们知道呢，这个太太呢，她很可能她的影响力比其他丈夫更大。
So we might think that actually perhaps the wife has more influence than the husband.
还有呢，就是呢，你看《使徒行传》的里面的十八章二十六节里面呢，讲到了他两夫妇去叫当时的一个弟兄，就是阿波罗。
So if you look at the book of Acts, chapter 18, verse 26, you see that this couple, Priscilla and Aquila, actually try to instruct Apollo.
所以呢，他就看他们对圣经的这阿波罗对圣经的了解不够完全的时候，他把他们接到他们家里面，把圣经教导他们。
So we see that when Paul's knowledge of scripture wasn't that well, they actually invited him to his house to instruct him.
第三个例子在罗马书里面呢，你就是看到第七节里面的有一对名字。
So the third example in the book of Romans is in verse 7 there are two names.
就是安多里古跟尤里亚。
That is Andronicus and Junia.
尤里亚这个字呢，在现在的参考书里面呢，可以肯定呢，这个是一个姊妹的名字。
The name Junia for sure is a female name.
但是呢，你看这个他们是使徒啊。
But you see that they are apostles.
这个字很可能呢，他们就是教会差派的宣教士。
So it's very likely these are actual missionaries sent out from the church.
保罗形容呢，他们是在使徒里面呢有名望的，名望的。
So there are actually these are reputable people in the church.
所以你看见呢，在圣经里面呢，姊妹是有一个很重要侍奉的一个地位。
So you see that actually sisters have very significant role in the church.
所以呢，圣经只是告诉我们，姊妹不能成为教会的领导。
So, the church tells us actually the sisters cannot be the and take on the leadership role in the church.
但的意思就是，她不能成为一个牧师、长老跟或者是一个监督。
That is, perhaps they cannot become pastor and elders or actually our governors.
但是呢，其他岗位其实教会是没有禁止他们去参与的。
And there, but there are no restriction within the church for them to be take on that role.
有人问我，为什么圣经是禁止教呢？
Well, some people ask me how come the church the scripture teach that way.
我只能告诉他呢，这个就是神的设计是禁止。
So the only thing I can tell them is this is God's design.
就好像呢，为什么爸爸一定是男人呢？
That is the reason why the father should be man.
为什么不爸爸妈妈都是男人，或者爸爸妈妈是女人都可以？为什么不是这样子？
No, why not actually have both fathers to be the parents?
这个因为神是这样子设计他的世界，所以我们就去遵守了。
This is how God designs world, and that's how why we follow.
最后呢，我想结束今天的讲道的时候呢，我想到呢，下个礼拜呢就是我们教会的年会。
So as we're closing, the next Sunday is our annual meeting.
在我们的年会里面呢，我们会选举明年的同工。
During the annual meeting, we'll be electing the co-workers for next year.
但是呢，有负责去提名委员会的弟兄找我，告诉我们，明年我们找不到足够的同工去在里面侍奉。
The nominating committee members tells me that we cannot find enough workers for next year.
他问我怎么办。
She asked me, what do I do?
我说我就告诉教会现在是这样子。
So that I told him this is what I'm going to just tell the church, this is our current situation.
我希望弟兄姊妹了解一个事情。
I hope brothers and sisters recognize one thing.
当你被人提名的时候，你应该感到骄傲。
So when somebody nominates you, you should be proud.
因为你的恩赐跟你在主里面的灵命是弟兄姊妹跟教会认同的。
So this is actually your spiritual gift is actually in a way being confirmed by the church.
不是每一个人我们都提名的。
It's not like we will nominate every single person.
第二个事情呢，就是我希望大家了解。
The second thing I want you to realize.
我做一个很简单的计算。
I actually would just do a simple analysis.
我们一个礼拜教会的活动需要大概35个 man hours 的人的工作。
The activities in the church would require about approximately 35 man hours work.
这个不计算背后预备备课的这个时间了。
And that does not even include the time that you need to use to prepare the lessons and things like that.
所以当你拒绝一个邀请的时候，有两样事情可能会发生。
So when you decline a nomination a request, two things can happen.
第一，就是别的弟兄姊妹去加班。填补这个 空位了。
The number one is someone else has to actually come in and fill up that slot.
另外一个可能性就是教会的发展，或者呢教会这个 quality 就受损了。
And the second is the quality of the church function would suffer.
我希望弟兄姊妹了解。
I hope brothers and sisters you can recognize.
我们世上里面呢有很多不同的我们叫这些row of honor, 就是这些龙虎榜啊。
When we look at the whole row of honor within the church,
我说在世界上面有很多不同的，好像你可能是最有钱的人呢、啊、这些排名呢、啊、或者是你是Nobel Prize 的这样人呢，这是名单呢。
So within this world, there are many different types of role honor. For example, the Nobel Prize winners, and so on.
但是我想呢，只有一个榜上面是有价值的。
But there is only role honor that actually has value.
就是神的这个龙虎榜。
That is the actual role honor that belongs to the Lord.
如果你有机会去为主侍奉。
If you have the opportunity to serve for the Lord,
神不会忘记你的。
The Lord will not forget you.
我们一起祷告。
Let's follow him in prayer.
亲爱的天父。
Dear Heavenly Father.
我们谢谢你给我们看见罗马教会的这个榜样。
We thank you that actually to see the example of the Church of Rome.
我们也希望我们的名字在主你的龙虎榜上面。
We also hope that our names would appear on the roll of honor for you.
因为这个是唯一有价值的。
Because this is the only valuable one.
我们知道靠我们自己的力量，其实我们没有能力去完成主所交托我们的。
Because we know that within our own strength, we cannot accomplish what you set forth between in front of us.
但是我们知道靠着那加给我力量的，我们凡事都能做。
Because we know that if we actually rely on the one who gave us strength, we can accomplish this.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.